What are they doing, giving away a free toaster to the first 1,000 misdemeanors?
Got a flood down in Holden. Water pipe burst, and most of these guys got their first shower in weeks.
Well, we gotta do something about this. The hallway is no place for violent criminals.
Don't worry. The violent ones are in your office.
Hi, fellas. You don't say. Roz, get them the hell out of here.
Can't, sir. There's no other place to isolate them, and these are the worst of the lot.
What'd they do?
Beat up a balloon vendor in Central Park.
They wouldn't make me a wiener dog.
You guys find Art. Tell him I want to see him pronto. So, you guys catch that Baryshnikov special on TV last night?
Harry, come on, what's the holdup? Look, I got a flight to Acapulco at 10 o'clock with a little Chiquita, and she's ready to mambo.
Wouldn't count my margaritas just yet, Dan. We're up to our eyeballs in defendants.
Well, come on, let the scum rot an extra day.
You've met the Marx Brothers, Groucho, Chico, Cujo.
Only a cow wears leather better.
So, Your Honor, what'd you want to see me about?
Oh, gee, Art, I don't know. What's new?
My keychain, but I really can't talk about it now, sir. I got a flood to deal with.
Art, how long is this going to take?
No telling. I haven't seen this much water since I fell into the tank at SeaWorld.
Oh, come on, Art. How bad could it be? What do you got down there? A couple of puddles?
Get everybody out of holding, sir. Boy, there's a heck of an undertow.
Shouldn't take too long.
Oh, no. But these will.
Harry, you're not thinking about trying to do all these cases in one night.
Well, Dan, what do you suggest? That we leave those poor people out there chained to the walls like the Tower of London so you can work on your tan line in Acapulco?
Exactly. Look, my tickets are frequent flyer freebies. They expire at midnight.
I'm sorry, Dan. We have a full docket.
Damn it, man. So do I. She can peel a lime with her tongue, Harry.
Keep a rude thought, and we'll try to get through this as soon as possible. What's up, Mac?
A little case of disturbing the peace at a Star Trek convention, sir.
Admit it. The old Enterprise was a piece of junk.
Oh, yeah? How would you like a Vulcan death grip?
How do you like the Bailiff bull grip?
What do we have here? A little friction twixt the old Trekkies and the new?
Yes, sir. They were involved in a brawl that broke out of their convention during a seminar on the role of androids on Starfleet command vehicles. Don't you guys ever just get loaded and hire a stripper?
Captain Kirk would never have allowed androids on the bridge. Rules are rules.
Oh, yeah? He didn't seem to have any trouble breaking the prime directive any time he felt like it.
Go suck on a tribble.
Go sit on a phaser.
None of that language in my courtroom. Defense?
My clients plead innocent, Your Honor.
What grounds?
Well, they claim to be victims of a mind meld.
A mind meld. Oh, come on. Get real, guys. Star Trek is a TV show, for criminy sakes. I'm gonna fine you each $30, and I suggest you stop living with your parents.
You have no authority over us.
I beg your pardon?
We are governed by the laws of the Federation.
Is that so? Okay, that's contempt, Chucko. One day in the county jail.
That's what you think. Beam us up.
Thank you.
big deal. Can they do this?
And let's remember that even though rap music may seem obnoxious to some, it's still no reason for a neighborhood confrontation. Come on, let's all be brothers. And I'll dismiss the charges.
Well, thank you, George. We love to rhyme. To George, to grab, to get down, to climb. We schmooze on the street like the girls and boys. Growing up, stew, bulk juice, and gorse. Give it to me, give it to me, give it to me. Get. So thanks to the Shiks here for getting us off. And everybody else, mazel tov!
No, listen, listen, there's no way I'm going to be able to make the 10 o'clock to Acapulco. What else you got leaving before midnight? 10:30 to Switzerland. Okay, I'll take it. Yes, I'll hold.
Hey, Dan, aren't you going to have to go home and pack your cold weather clothes?
I don't pack clothes.
What's in your suitcase? Never mind.
Hey, by the way, what is the voltage over there? 110 or 220?
Fever versus Abrams, sexual harassment.
Oh, not another one. Whatever happened to men showing women a little respect?
Your Honor, actually, Mr. Hirsch is the victim here.
The woman won't leave me alone.
Yes, he claims Miss Abrams is, and I quote, obsessed with me physically, interpreting my friendliness as an overture to an endless carnal rampage. And you've got a problem with that?
It's a nightmare. I take her out once, Your Honor, and ever since, she's been hot for my bod.
This man is hallucinating. I don't find him the least bit attractive.
Right. She sends me a tape that's suggestive and full of obscenities.
I lent him my Eddie Murphy album.
Then what about all those times I saw you parked across the street?
I live across the street.
And those filthy messages you left on my answering machine?
I called you twice to let you know that your dog was out.
My dog was out? I think we know what she means by that.
Oh, yeah. Miss Abrams, do you think it might be possible for you in the future to confine your fantasies to other men?
Oh, yeah, I'll try. Believe me.
That's great. And Mr. Hirsch, I'm afraid that a man of your obvious magnetism just has to learn to live with this kind of burden.
You got that right.
Case dismissed.
Thank you, Your Honor. You don't know what a relief this is.
All in a day's work.
So, can I fix you dinner a little later tonight?
No, I don't think that'll be necessary.
Why not? After all we've been through, don't I mean anything to you?
Right.
Oh, so this is how you're going to end it. You're just going to use me and throw me away. I will not be ignored, Judge Stone. Attention must be paid.
Your Honor, the defendant was spotted running from the bank. When the police gave chase, the defendant climbed the chain link fence, scaled a 4-story fire escape, and vaulted from rooftop to rooftop, and was subdued only after assaulting 4 members of the SWAT team.
How do you play?
Not guilty.
Well, obviously, there's been some kind of mistake. I'm going to dismiss the charges, Mrs. Roscoff. You're free to go.
Thank you.
Bad news, Your Honor. The water's still rising. We're moving everything to higher grounds.
Art, I've still got a hallway full of defendants. What's taking so long?
Hey, look, I'm doing my best, but every time I turn my back, my crew, they're doing cannonballs down the elevator shaft.
Get us out of here, Mac.
Yes, sir. Call Ray Roberts and Sprague. Assault in Central Park.
Those three maniacs slashed my entire inventory, Your Honor. I mean, look at this. Nothing but useless rubber.
This wouldn't happen if you kept them in your wallet like other guys.
These three maniacs wouldn't happen to be the gentlemen in my office, would they?
Afraid not. They cut their way loose.
They escaped? Those guys are lunatics.
Now, come on, sir. It's not going to do any good to get emotional. How did they get loose?
They used the glass from your Mel Torme picture.
Bring me their heads! Oh, Roz, any word on those escaped prisoners?
Found one of them, sir. He was hiding behind the main electrical generator.
Take him out and have him searched. One of those guys has Mel's ear, and I want it back.
Harry, we better speed it up or the defendants in the hall are going to be chained there all weekend.
That's right, and I'm never going to make my plane to Switzerland.
Well, then, we can talk faster, if that Alps. What, so puns are only funny when you guys do them?
Oh, we're roaring on the inside, Miss Sullivan. What's up, Max?
Carl Peeble versus Becker.
Oh, yeah? Well, how would you like me to squeeze you till you pop?
Psycho! Pervert! Ah, the poetry of the streets.
Your Honor, Mr. Rollins was attacked by Mr. Becker following an unsatisfactory business transaction involving Rubber Rita here.
I'm sure she's a real knockout when fully inflated. Defense?
During what you might call a rather intimate moment, sir, my client's friend blew out a boob.
Women.
And now this worm will give me back my $75.
Hey, you overinflated her. At the proper pressure, my gals are indestructible. Might I demonstrate, Your Honor?
Be my guest.
Sir, do you realize how long this will take?
No, but I bet you do.
Maybe I can help. Hey, I'll have her full figured in a second.
I knew a girl in the sixth grade that developed this quickly.
That's enough.
I can't turn off the helium. It's stuck.
Well, she certainly is an active girl. That'll be a $50 fine. Let's take a minute to air out the courtroom.
That's a good idea.
I'll go to my office and try to fix this.
It's terrible, Your Honor. We're losing ground. I think we should evacuate the women and children while there's still time.
Art, get a grip on yourself. Now, what did the city say when you asked them to turn off the water?
They'll do that?
Of course they will do that.
And how long did you plan to withhold this little piece of information?
Sir, they found another one of the escaped prisoners. He was hiding in the cafeteria freezer.
Come on, let's go toast those buns on a hot plate.
Call our next contestant, Mac.
Yes, sir. Peeble versus Williams.
Look at what he did to my son.
What happened to your arm, son?
He broke it.
And he is?
The famous children's book author, Your Honor, Dr. Wiggle.
How do you do?
Mrs. Williams assaulted the doc during an autograph session of his new book, Fleas in Your Trees. No sneezes, please.
Sir, my client contends that her son's injury was as a result of his imitating one of Dr. Wiggle's characters, the snert.
You were imitating a snert?
Tommy never would have put that trapeze in the trees if Wiggle didn't plant the idea.
Oh, please. I never meant the boy any harm. It was purely his folly that broke his arm. The snert is a snoozle and not real at all. You can't blame a snoozle for causing his fall.
But, sir, the boy only climbed in the tree because of a drawing on page 33.
Your Honor, she hit the poor man with her shoe.
Well, you can see the spots clearly, bump one and bump two.
I object.
You object?
Overruled.
This is stupid.
I'm Donner, I'm Blitzen, I'm Comet and Cupid.
Well, I'm fining you 50, and that should be it.
Now, get out of here, you dumb little...
Yeah.
no.
Well, I hope you two have learned your lesson. It's not only stupid, it's dangerous to be racing at each other playing chicken on the Belt Parkway. $50 each. And be careful crossing the road.
Here's your suitcase, Dan.
Fantastic. One more case and I'm on my way to Switzerland. Now look, tell the parking attendant to pull my car around front and I'll bring you back some lederhosen.
Leather shorts, all right! People versus Danielson.
Another 5 minutes and I'll be given ein bisschen Fräulein a reason to jodel.
Nothing can stop me now.
Say, Lightning, where's the fire?
Look, there's no way that I'm going to make the 11:15 flight. 11:30? Not a chance. All right, look, what's the last flight you've got out before midnight? Anywhere. 11:58, arriving Bulgaria. What the hell is that to do in Bulgaria? Confined to our hotels? I'll take it. Come on, Speedy! Move on!
I take it this guy was not busted for purse snatching?
No, sir. Obstruction of traffic. He was trying to cross the street during rush hour.
Yes, sir. The roadrunner here caused a major gridlock over most of lower Manhattan when it took him 8 signal changes to cross Times Square.
Gee, I bet you know all the latest swear words.
Evidence seems pretty clear. I say let's find him and fly.
Your Honor, Mr. Danielson suffers from a rare condition, and therefore I ask the court for leniency.
I think he'd like to speak.
No, don't let him talk.
It is his right, Counselor. Speak your mind, Mr. Danielson.
I have a card which explains my condition. Other pocket.
Get it.
Tortoise nervosa. Well, I've never heard of that one before.
It's inherited.
Your Honor, we'd like to call his father as a witness.
What?
No, state drops the charges. You're free.
Okay.
Well, that pretty much. much. Wraps it up. Court's adjourned.
Bulgaria, here I come. Listen, I'm going to send you back each tractor seat, okay? Oh.
What the hell?
Well, we found our last escaped prisoner in the one place we didn't think to look.
It's the one place we didn't want to look.
Give me this stuff back. If you've wrinkled my Zorro cape, you're dead meat, bud.
So, you got plans for the weekend?
Well, the Guggenheim is having an exhibit of the Queen's hats. You want to come?
Oh, gee, I'd love to, but I've got to spend the weekend getting a new frame for Mel.
Gangway, coming through.
All right. What's up?
Can't talk, sir. I got one more valve to turn off.
Oh, my God.
Bull!
Session over. See you Monday.
Another.